Welcome to News of My Fiance with Morgan Jones and myself, DJ Ambush. Thank you so much for joining us. Ooh, hello to new fiancés. Hello to old fiancés. Y'all old? The bomb. Well,
existing
fiancés. Thank you, MJ.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, I'm gonna do it over.
Cool.
Welcome to new fiancés. Good morning and welcome to existing fiancés.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What did
you do? I can't find Slack on my computer, so things aren't going well over here.
Oh, man.
Just, you know, give me...
That ecosystem is playing tricks with you.
Yeah, literally. Playing
tricks so, with your mind.
Give me a quick sec over here.
All right. How are you guys doing this Thursday morning? I would give a weather report, but I feel like... There's no surprises on the horizon here. It's a chilly Thursday morning in February. We are still snow free, and I am excited about that.
And how long is that going to last, you ask?
I think it needs to last into 2027.
I don't know what you mean by that. I'm going to move forward. There's a text already. I found the Slack. I am winning. Happy early Valentine's Day.
Boom.
Happy early Valentine's Day, fiance. I'm rolling around with my dad yesterday. I had to take him to get an echocardiogram. Shout out to the tech who did that because, wow, are we a lot as a unit. You know, my dad was on one. He was on fire. He was hilarious all morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man, what was my point?
Classic Nick?
It was pretty classic. Like, okay. Number one, we had to be there at 9.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
We had to be there at 9. They're, a whole other state, as I like to put it. I don't like to be like, oh, I'll just pop over the bridge. Mm-hmm. No, I'm coming from another state, mm-hmm. Father. I pick Lily up at 7:45 in the morning. We get to that other state, walk in the door, and that man is standing with his coat on.
No.
You're late. What's going on?
Did you call him before you left?
What would I do that for?
What?
What would I call him for? He's not going to answer his phone. What are you
know what? That's
talking
right. That's
about?
True. That's true.
Just but, frustrate myself at 7:45 in the morning.
I am
shocked that he remembered that he had a doctor appointment the next morning.
Listen, and was ready to go.
Completely ready to go.
Wow.
And calling me late. And is like, I mean, I've been sitting here, you know, since 6 a.m. I don't know what's going on. I got up early. I did all my stuff. And then you took forever. I could have went back to sleep.
Wow.
Anyway, we're riding around with him to, you know, and Lily says, hey, Dad, we can, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. I'm going to take Mom to do a couple of errands on Thursday. Maybe Morgan can take you to do some errands on Friday. Mm-hmm. Maybe get your lady a little something. And he was like, for what?
Oh, my God, Father. Oh, my gosh.
And she goes, for Valentine's Day. And he was like, huh.
I've seen enough of those.
We'll see.
Oh, my gosh.
This is a man who, thank goodness for Lily, because she remembers everything.
Yeah.
He once got, so my mom, as some may know, was a florist with two of her sisters.
Correct.
Valentine's Day, as you can imagine, a very, very busy day for the flower shop. This is a man who once set her a barbershop quartet for Valentine's Day at work to the shop.
Wow.
And he's like, yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
I like how MJ, like, whenever she references that part of her mom's career, how she, you know, encapsulates, you know, so, hey, you know, we had a flower, that family run flower shop. You guys, they were a floral syndicate, okay? If there was a tulip sold in Portland, they were getting a cent off of it, at least. Nothing moved in and out without them eating. Floral syndicate. And you're like, Ambush, you make it sound like it's, you know, like mob activity.
Yeah, this isn't Snowfall.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't use those words on the air, but I'm glad you guys get what I mean.
Oh, I see what's happening.
Yeah.
Wow.
AJ said, I'm not old, so that was rude. Good morning to Old Ambush. Good morning to Radiant, Brilliant to Morgan.
Good morning, AJ. That was rude. See?
It was. I will own it. It was rude.
Gotta get it together.
AJ, you know what? You were right. Good morning to Old Ambush. My brain is on old.
Old man, yeah, Ambush.
Yeah, I gotta warm it up still.
Do we get to call you that now that Ebro got fired? Do we call you Old Man Ambush?
You know what's so funny? You said,
Kyle.
You went Old Man Ambush. And for what popped in your head first was Ebro.
Yeah.
What popped in my head first was Logan.
Oh, of course, actually. Yes. Well, well, wow. Yeah, okay. Well, my reference was radio.
Yeah, which is more apropos.
Yeah, well, I think Old Man Logan wins.
Every fight. Michelle said, good morning. I prefer geriatric fiance.
To my most wonderful geriatric fiance. Good morning, Michelle.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just going to put this out there. Whether it's Thursday morning, whether it's Monday night, whether it's in Slack throughout the week, whether it's text messages, the community that we've built around this show, you guys are absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Shout out to everyone that was kicking it with us Monday night. That was an example of someone that was part of our online community, also part of our like real life community, and then brought into the show. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. And you guys had us cracking up in the chat. It's great. I don't know what our show would be without the feedback from you guys. Just me and MJ up here riffing, which is cool. Great. But when you guys joined in on the fun, oh my goodness.
The best.
The best.
Yeah, we got to make some changes to the Monday show in the visuals.
Yeah.
I saw this morning one of our group chats was going off yesterday that I missed a lot of it. And Carlos had a great idea of getting an overlay of some sort.
Oh.
I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Importante. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I will say this, MJ. Overlay or not, our group chat, I mean, our live chat is beginning to move at the pace that we need a moderator. Because there's no, like, it's like, you watching Hassan. How can he? Yet he doesn't. There's no way he can catch it all.
You can't catch it all.
And we're getting there. Like, congrats. Congrats to us as a show. The chat is so moving so
fast. Across the board.
And it's great. It's just watching community interact with each other. It's hilarious. Guys, the best. Shout out to Brian. I cannot remember Brian's last name. We were part of a workshop last Sunday over at Portland Art Museum. The Yinka Alori workshop. There's going to be some new art added to the exterior of the museum.
Mm.
And Brian was at my table for the workshop. He handed me his business card, which was really, really dope. It was a perfect square. So it didn't take up too much space in your pocket. It was awesome.
I love the important parts of what makes a good card to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, what's that? What's that movie where they're talking about? With my guy to play Batman. American Psycho?
Hustle. Oh, American Psycho.
American Psycho? And they're looking at the different card, the print fonts and colors of the whites. And it's like, oh, is that eggshell? I love cards. I don't think I examine them as much as I do like bags, but I do love me some cards. Every time I see it, I'm like, that's a really good design. I like that. I like what you did there. Anywho, he asked about, you know, our radio show. And I was like, yeah, you know, we had this on Monday night. We're also Thursday mornings, right before Tom Hartman. He was like, oh, I listen to you guys.
Stop playing.
I lied to you not. He was like, you said right before Tom Hartman. He said, okay, yeah. Thursday mornings. He was like, you know, it's good to get a face with the voice. I was like, wow. Oh, man, I appreciate that, Brian. Appreciate it. So shout out to you, good sir. Oh, MJ, what's a guan? What is happening this morning in the news?
The city's on fire.
Yeah, sure.
Don't be a casualty. Okay? Word to Wale.
Don't get caught out there.
Don't get caught out there. Word to Khalees. You know? I could do this all day. Let's keep going. Show me another one.
I don't know if you've seen the clip that's going around. Shout out to Wynn. She was just on Bootleg Kev. And he was talking to her about, you know, how Portland is a hotbed right now and all this media attention. And, you know, and she really broke it down as far as the racism here, the dynamic of conservatives and liberalism, the masks that exist here.
Mm-hmm.
She did it very concisely. It's one of those, it's like watching someone who has said it so many times because they're from here.
Mm-hmm.
and so I'm trying to find, like, how would you describe Portland? You know, well, when I first got, no, where it was like, boom, 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 and then hit them with the classic, you know, white people putting the Black Lives Matter signs and moving them out of their community. And I was like, that's what we use. But it was really good. I was like, oh, all right. Yeah. Shout out. I love it.
Well, the city's on fire.
City's on fire. I'm sorry. That's what made me think that.
Yeah.
You said that. And Bootleg Kev was like, they're talking about everyone's just doing fent all over the place.
Yo. I mean, it isn't that as if they're not saying that, but it's so wild to me, especially for people in LA.
Like, we got a lot cornered, like, right? We got the market cornered.
Like, fam, do you know outside of where y'all live? And this is not today's housing crisis. That's been 25, 30 years of maybe longer.
Yeah.
So it always gets me when it's like, man, so are they really doing fentanyl? Like, just do you walk outside and there's just fentanyl everywhere? You just
trip over it.
Fentanyl smoke.
If you don't watch it, you've done it on your way to the car.
You're high now. what's your job say when you come in high on fentanyl just because you walked into work?
Yeah.
I don't know how we got here. Well, I say the city's on fire because, you know, that is what is continuously reported.
Yeah, man. Accurate.
We're going to, you know, there are signs of not so great. You know, there's signs. In local news today, we are going to talk about D.A. Vasquez continuously falling flat on safety.
No.
Yeah.
You don't say.
Oh, top cop. You know, okay. I'll save my
commentary.
I'll save it.
For this story.
And then in national news, you know, when you're trying to get your lick back, ends up being big mid. As you all know, or many of you know, Bad Bunny performed at the Super Bowl, which caused quite the kerfuffle.
Quite the stir.
Quite the stir. And even before it started, you know, one organization was like, what I won't do is stand for it. Yeah. I knew what my halftime show must have is English. Okay. I got to speak English at my halftime show. So we're going to talk about TPUSA and the Great American Kid Rock Show or something, whatever they called it.
Wow. And
we do, in fact, have a question of the day.
What it is.
What does public safety mean to you?
Yeah.
Because, again, they're telling us the city is literally on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the people that have the ability to do things about stuff that are like, whoa, fire! I better lock up more homeless people, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. That's going to be the only way to make us safe around here. So, yeah, we'll be getting into that.
Okay.
A little bit later. I don't know if you saw this, but Double O Dummy went to Congress yesterday.
Yes, I did. I was very unimpressed by her performance.
Pam Bondi did her performance for Donald Trump. I think it's like their, you know, his favorite TV show.
Yeah.
Is one of his people going to speak in front of Congress and not answer questions?
It's his favorite show.
It's his favorite show.
Yeah.
And somehow it keeps getting renewed. You know, the people are like, don't love it. Despite, hate watching.
Despite the ratings, it keeps getting renewed.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
So, wow. I don't know. I don't even, you know, what do we say? What was supposed to be a serious accountability moment? Mm. And, you know, I hope you can hear the things in my voice.
Mm-hmm.
Serious accountability moment for the attorney general. Please. Who, and it just turned into a full blown political mess, which all these hearings end up doing. Mm. Did the Clintons go yet? Mm. Did that already happen? Not going to watch it, but. Bondi spent about 5 hours in front of the House Judiciary Committee defending the DOJ's handling of the Epstein files. And I don't even know if we get to call what she did defending anything other than the secrets of answering questions. Like, she just didn't do any of that. Instead of clarity, what lawmakers and the public got was deflection and hostility and zero accountability. Not a shocker in zero. Any way, shape, form, or fashion. Because this is the same DOJ that released those files that exposed the victims' names and identities while redacting the actual abusers. And then we're like, oh no, we did it. Redacted the wrong way. Oh, this AI, dag nabbit. And then they like took it back and redacted different and then dropped them again. But you know, damage be done. Oh, the doxing happened.
it's just, man, the full mediocrity on display here. You guys had so much time to work on this. This was an open book quiz. You had so much time to prepare yourself for this. A whole previous administration. So much time to make sure your guy was not in here.
Yes.
So much time. I get tired of saying that same sentence. I was going to ask. I didn't want to cut you off. You let me know we want to play this clip.
I'm almost done.
Okay.
Because I do just want to sort of paint the scene that she is there and she's openly hostile. She refuses to apologize about anything.
Yeah.
Attack Democrats personally. I'm a fan of a good, you know, a good sunning, if you will, a good
jab,
man,
verbal jab.
Yeah. It's I'm a fan favorite. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have any. Mm-hmm. She was like, loser. Like, oh my. You're a loser lawyer. Ooh. Like, girl, you're a lawyer.
She put her thumb in her ear and started waving her hands.
Literally. Like, I just can't. Like, the amount of times she kept just, A, not answering the question, obviously, right? But B, just open and blatant, full-blown misogyny to every single woman that spoke. Like, she just stopped talking to the women and was like, yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'm not even gonna, like...
Wow.
I won't recognize that hag over there.
She's probably bleeding out of everywhere.
Exactly. Like, she just went exactly to... I mean, you know, again, Trump's favorite show. She's doing exactly what she's supposed to do.
Oh, yeah.
In that regard. The thing that I think she doesn't maybe remember is that, like, she's not an elected official. She's just appointed, you know? And so... At the very least, there are mechanisms that the people can try to do to try and get a different attorney general. Anyway, the clip that I sent you was one of the representatives just has had it. And this is not even the end of their exchange. But the way that this part ended was just perfect because what are we doing here? I'll let you play that.
All right, let's see here.
Fact mentioned
did know about his ties because he was the next door neighbor.
Shame on you.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
You're
this
from
is
a
pathetic.
Tiny,
this is pathetic, Mr. Chair.
Will be in order.
I am not asking trick questions here. You the American people have a right to know the answers to this. These are senior officials in the Trump administration. This is not a game, Secretary.
I'm Attorney General.
My apologies. I couldn't tell.
So, interestingly enough, I was telling you on the way in, I caught a couple clips, and at some point, I was just like, I'm over it. This was the first clip that I saw.
Okay.
And I was like, uh-oh, a little bit of spice there. I can't tell.
Listen.
But also, it kind of set the tone for me, my expectations for the day with regards to the hearing. If this is the first clip I see, and like you said, this is in the middle of their exchange, which I had no context to know that. But I'm just so used to seeing these exchanges when anyone from Trump's administration is at a hearing. They are in there popping off, just conducting themselves, however, getting these legislators upset. And then we ended the next news cycle.
Right.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. Pam up there doing the thing, doing the Pam thing. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of those moments. And I do just want to, less about the... the hypocrisy, but more about the what exactly is, who is in charge of any of these things?
Yeah.
When Jim Jordan. Jim, I'm trying so hard not to scream right now. Mm-hmm. Jim Jordan, who is, not just alleged to have turned a blind eye to as a coach at Ohio State for the students who went to him to tell them that they were being abused by the coach. Though many people say sounds like a victim of the same thing and a perpetrator of the same thing, was like, I've never actually heard of it.
Right.
The man who has already a reputation, excuse me, for protecting pedophiles No question. No. And protecting sexual predators. And I do want to be extra clear at Ohio State, systemically.
Mm-hmm.
He's the person who's heading the judiciary, the House Judiciary Committee for the Epstein files.
Wild. Wild.
The playing in our face is just so like they're just like slapping us back and forth. You know what I mean?
It's like a written script for like an HBO show. You know what would be really good? If we had Jim Jordan.
Have him be the head of the House Judiciary, right?
Wow. That is gonna turn some heads, you guys. This is how we get the ratings. This is how we do it. Because that's what this is all for. When I look at all of this back and forth, all of these hearings, because I've never seen the type of consequences that this administration deserves to receive. Whenever they're called to the floor, called to the carpet, called to anything.
Mm.
This has to be. I don't see how this is any different than a 24-hour filibuster. Like this is for clips. These are for viral moments that they can use later on for fundraising. Like, you're not giving me any reassurances that you have the numbers to impeach Pam Bondi. If you do not have the numbers to impeach Pam Bondi, don't have a hearing. Work on getting the numbers. Okay, work on getting the numbers. Once you have the numbers, file the impeachment, give us the hearing. At least I know what's going to happen. I see a strategy happening here.
But doesn't part of a strategy of accountability, doesn't that include some sort of public forum where maybe it allows other people to understand what's you know what I mean? Gives it to so that they understand what's going on and that there is a thing for them to even be
upset about, concerned.
Yeah, working on impeaching her for.
Morgan Jones, I am going to say thank you for that. I have to constantly remind myself that just because people are in certain positions and have certain titles doesn't mean they know what's going on. It really doesn't. And you're right. We got the hearing. Pam went up there, played in y'all faces. Do we have now? What's the next step here? Are y'all going to move towards impeachment? Is it prudent? I heard a couple people call for her impeachment, call for her to step down. But do y'all have the numbers to make it happen? Because if not, that really, really needs to be what we're working on right now. Really. Or communicate it to us. Let us know something. Because right now, we just get to tune in to you getting upset because some clown isn't answering your questions in front of all these cameras and wants to execute very, very poorly written shots at you guys. And I don't know what you want me to do with that as a citizen. I don't. Like, I really don't. She's getting storylines off y'all. I don't know.
Now she's Natalie Nunn.
She's Natalie Nunn in y'all right now. And the wigs are just as bad.
Double O dummy.
The wigs are comparatively bad. You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in the Harlem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Michelle did answer your question of the day, but also said all these officials just seem handpicked for fascist theater. Like their only actual job, let me move the screen over. Wait, 1 second. Okay. Like their only actual job is just producing clips for Fox News. Yeah. That's, yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It does very much feel like it's all.
It's all theater. It's,
but even worse, because that is what American... I don't want to reduce it to that. But there's...
Get your reduction on, girl. Reduce it. Reduce it.
Well, no, it's bigger than that. I don't want to just be like, oh, American politics is just theater.
Uh-huh.
Because it's certainly more harmful than, you know, sure. just an entertaining show.
That's true.
Where was I going, do you think? The way that... how do I say this? It is different because he is whatever he is. I'm not going to, you know, throw diagnoses on. This is a person who's doesn't see abuses of power as abuses of power if it's him abusing the power. If it's certain people abusing the power. That's just the way that it's supposed to go.
It's just life.
Those are parameters for other people. Those are rules for the poor. Those are not their parameters.
It's literally how you rule the poor.
Right.
Yeah.
So his version of his favorite TV show is just so extra to me, I guess is what I'm saying. Like, they have to do so much more ridiculousness at this point. And the more corruption that gets, you know, reported, the more violence that we understand is coming from these elites that they have somehow made people that have degrees be the elites. As if these people aren't, you know, eating babies or whatever they said that everybody else was doing. They have to just do more of the, like, the more corruption that gets reported, the less they can answer to it.
Right. The more they can get away with.
The more they can get away with, yeah. Because the hardened their exterior gets, like, the more crimes. Okay, here we go.
Good.
It's as if the more crimes they do, it hardens their armor.
Yeah.
They're like, you guys have no idea what I've already gotten away with.
Yeah, they're emboldened.
You have not even touched the fact that I have stolen all this money. Nah, you know what I mean? Like, even. Whatever the thing is. They all feel so untouchable. And so we are watching what it looks like when power corrupts at a larger scale. And I don't just mean the president. I mean a group of people being not just emboldened, but empowered with actual titles and abilities and capabilities to know too much that is, you know, sensitive information that people that can't stop adding reporters to their, you know, telegrams or can't stop going on Grindr dates and getting caught and then be having to pay people so that no one knows that you were on Grindr. Like the
yeah. I'm smelling what you're stepping in. What you're saying is people are like, there's all these other things that are distracting us from the Epstein files. And what you're saying is there's so much going on that the Epstein files themselves are a distraction.
Man, I wasn't saying any of that, but yeah, sure.
There's just so much criminality happening. That the crimes
are everywhere.
The crims themselves are distractions from other crims.
I mean, honestly, that is absolutely true.
Yeah.
It's really hard to keep up with any of the things coming out. And I know Lily has to be so disappointed in me because there so much of it. She's like, have you heard here's the thing.
That's a funny question to ask. Have you heard the latest? The latest since 5 minutes ago?
Right.
Because as you're telling me what the latest is, that's old news.
Well, there's 3 million documents, right? That was just a part of the last
Yeah. And it's supposed to be only half of what's out there, right? Supposed to be another 3 million.
Yeah, well, you know, it's all like mostly duplicates, and you know, CSA, so we can't like just put that out because that'd be like totally against the laws that we put on the books, and so can't show you any of that. And yeah, I'm not going to tell you why there's any CSA in there, or like maybe who possessed it, because like that'd probably be wrong to do. You know,
they're like, we put it all in there, but it's not safe for work, you guys.
It's not safe for work, and we don't want you to get fired because the economy is booming. Because the SP 500 is up to
have you seen the Dow
7,000? I'm wondering if you have all the way up, if you ask me. I mean, my stocks are doing incredible right now.
Didn't she say you said something slick to Raskin like that?
Oh, no, she definitely did.
She was like, you're doing pretty good. She said,
yeah, you're quite the stock trader, aren't you? Girl, you're all thieves. Please stop doing the Spider-Man meme at the dang congressional hearing.
All thieves. All at once. All thieves everywhere, all at once.
I really don't want you doing your big one on on the American people, enriching yourself in ways that we won't find out for a few years, and then Steve Bannon's going to spill the beans on accident about, and accidents in big air quotes, you know, about how Pam Bondi was bought for so-and-so so that it could so-and-so, and he just needed this thing. I mean, it does, the group of people that he has picked, especially those in Florida that let the Epstein stuff go.
Right.
10 years ago. You have the person who gave him the deal that he could go to jail on the weekends.
Yeah.
Or at nighttime, whatever it was.
You can go night over here.
That's the kind of stuff that is actually, like, that sentence isn't unique to a billionaire.
No, not at all.
By any stretch, I do... what is terrifying is how many people get a sentence like that after a conviction for something violent towards children or something violent towards another person. Trafficking.
Yeah.
I mean,
Jazane got transferred.
Just a little kidnapping.
Yeah.
You know?
She got transferred to a situation similar to what you're saying. Not as cozy as what Epstein had before, but she's in a better place, a different club-fed location. And she is now saying that she will not testify without getting pardoned.
Well, yeah. Look what happens when you... somehow have a little leverage, but she doesn't either. Like,
she doesn't have any leverage, but she has communicated what she is willing to confirm, air quotes, is that I will testify once given my pardon. And part of that testimony will be that President Trump and President Clinton are not who you think they are. They are clean as a whistle, and I for one would know.
We already heard this. I don't care. Boo, tomato. Thank you for pulling me down in everyone's headphones.
Boo.
Get out.
Yeah.
Michelle said all these officials just seem handpicked for fascist theater. Like their only actual job. Oh, I'm sorry. You read that.
Right.
To that point. Like that's just it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of it. They're literally not doing a job for us. They're not doing a job that makes the country run. They're certainly not doing a job that makes it great again. It's literally run it to the ground. So every single time they're like, these progressives want to burn everything down. Please be serious.
Please. Please.
But speaking of, do you want to take a quick music break? There were a few other little warm-ups that I think deserve a little.
Sure. What is... Okay. Oh, that's a Rudo. That's Rudo.
If D&D taught me anything, to fully defeat Bondi, her burn book... Okay, what's that word?
Is it phylactery? I don't know. That holds her soul.
She's told to Trump must be destroyed. I don't know anything about...
It's like a Horcrux or something?
I don't know anything about pterodactyls on the inside of D&D, but... I'm ready to find the burn book and what?
Oh. Go ahead. No. Michelle's text. Ah. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Yeah. I don't know, but I agree, Rudo. Let's find it.
Find the source of her power.
Yeah.
And destroy it. Oh boy.
Okay. Since we have Rudo on the line and we have ambush.
Yeah, Rudo's hot in the line.
Yeah. Quick question.
Yeah.
Sometimes when it comes to a vampire, mm-hmm. you have to kill the host and everyone else will die.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you kill the host and no one else dies.
Mm-hmm.
How do we handle this vampire?
Well, she's obviously a minion. So I think... You just go for her specifically. I don't think we even are aware of who the source is because it's not Trump. You know, it's someone past that. So this would be the beginning. This would be like the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
We're Van Helsing in our ways from the bottom on up.
Dang, how long is this movie going to be?
Oof, it's going to be a trilogy. It's going to be a trilogy. And I'll say that, you know. I will not Fast and Furious us into 7 parts, but it's going to be at least a trilogy. Yeah. We got to understand the scope of what we're dealing with here.
Phylactery? Am I saying it right? Phylactery?
Is a Horcrux.
Is okay. A Horcrux.
Okay, I was right. Okay. Nice.
And Ghislaine is a trafficker who only knows how to traffic. You know... I think we mentioned this, that Lizzo said...
Did we? I'm glad you're bringing it down, because I wasn't sure if we did. And that's what made me think about that. Go ahead, babe. Please.
Ready? I think if we didn't...
Oh,
either
guys.
Way, if we did, I don't know. Lizzo got on the internet and was like, y'all are doing too much, you know? Do you think that Ghislaine Maxwell got up every day and, like, trafficked people? And hard yes!
Yeah, she said it like, you think that's all she thought about? And like, that's all she did?
It was her job, girl. How much do you think about, how much do you rehearse for your big day?
Lizzo.
Like, girl, what are you talking about?
Trafficking is literally how she paid her bills.
That's the job.
It's almost like she, and maybe not just her, but people envision this like maybe the Diddy parties or something. And it was just, look, people pay. This is a service that they are providing to other people who can afford it. It's not like we're going to get a whole bunch of prospective, you know, abusees and you guys are going to come over. We're going to have all the drugs and then everyone leaves and goes home and we'll pay to clean up. No. You don't get an invite to the party without paying. Like this is a service you're paying for. Yes, Lizzo. It was her job.
I mean, I don't know how many times you need to hear on the streets of New York, this woman is just walking around recruiting teenagers.
Right.
As models and masseuses.
Right. Come on, man.
Yeah, a whole lot of 12 and 13-year-old girls are incredible at massage, right? That's just what they're known for in that age bracket. We just... Oh, so good. The dexterity, the strength in those hands. Really not a need a back, right? Be for real.
Right. Right.
What do you mean? She is every version of a SVU episode.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, she does a piece of all of it.
Yeah.
What do you mean does she get up in traffic every day? You think she traffics every day? I think she goes to work. And work for her is that. So yeah, I think she kidnaps. I think she recruits. I think she drugs.
She grooms.
I think she grooms. I think she shops with these girls. I think she does a lot of things, or did, that all are a part of the trafficking. So yes, ma'am.
You know what's real interesting? If you were to ask Lizzo, Lizzo, just in your understanding of what a pimp does, just a pimp, do you think that pimp wakes up every day thinking about pimping? Where's the disconnect? One, two, what is the requirement for you to even defend this woman? Like, what's that urge? How do we get to a place where you're having a very public conversation with your followers about
something nobody even asked you either?
Nobody asked you that.
I'm real tired of these people making me want to say shut up and sing.
Yeah, it's really bad.
You know what I mean?
It's like, really bad. It's really, really bad. Rudo said, in reference to your question about
vampires, how do we get rid of the horde?
Yeah, he said, that's just undead propaganda that'll get you killed.
I knew it.
Bonnie is a very thirsty vampire spawn.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Also, this is great. Some attorney generals are always trying to skate uphill. Daywalker. All right. You ready for that music break?
I'll take it.
Okay. Excuse me. Quick music break, and we will be right back. And we are back. Welcome back to News My Fiance, Morgan Jones, and a one DJ Ambush right here on X-Ray FM.
Three DJ Ambush.
You know what I'm saying? During the conversation, shoot us a text at 971-220-5979. Again, that is 971-220-5979. Take out your phone. Go to the call button. Hit the call button. Then dial 971-220-5979. And then save it to your contacts so you can text us.
Mm.
All right.
Bong.
Get it in there. Get it on in there. Okay. You guys know that I am a huge sports fan. Anyone that knows this knows. I follow all the sports balls. Doesn't matter what country. I'm all over it. You can ask me anything about any athlete. For a sport that involves inflated ball, and I am on it. Okay? I know the overs and the unders. So that's why I'm the perfect person to cover this Bad Bunny story.
Doing my best to be quiet.
Fiancés, we talked about Super Bowl halftime show on Monday, but somehow the backlash and hate just keeps coming. As most of you know, Bad Bunny headlined, and it was a celebration. Puerto Rico, Spanish Harlem, reggaeton history, a real wedding on the field. He even handed his Grammy to a youngin. It was joyful. It was proud. It was culturally specific. And very predictably, conservatives lost their minds. Turning Point USA started early with the pearl clutching and hosted an alternate All-American halftime show.
Yeah!
Because apparently, hearing Spanish for 12 minutes is a national emergency and boycott worthy.
Yeah, someone's got to do it.
Yeah, man. Kid Rock headlined. There were technical glitches, lip-syncing, and 6 million viewers tuned in. Bad Bunny had 128 million.
No! I thought they didn't... Silent majority. What do they call themselves?
Yeah.
128 million.
Lord of mercy. That's not much of an alternative. That's more like a group chat. And let's be honest about what this was. Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory. Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens. Spanish has existed on this land longer than English in many regions. But when culture doesn't center whiteness, suddenly it's an affront to America. The president even called it one. Meanwhile, The same political movement that shrugs at corporate greed, militarized flyovers, hypersexualized ads, and billionaire team owners draws the line at bilingual music. Be serious.
Like, please.
This wasn't about morality. It wasn't about control. Who gets to define American? Who gets to occupy the biggest stage? Bad Bunny wasn't just performing. He was asserting that Americans are multilingual, multicultural, and interconnected. And what really makes some people deeply uncomfortable, they're not defending America. They're defending a version of America that never actually existed.
Bruh. I have a question. So I don't mean that.
No. I hope I have an answer.
Do you have that clip of Jesse Waters? There's a clip of Jesse Waters that's sort of like a supercut of him talking about the Super Bowl and, you know, just, you know, how offensive.
Morgan Jones, indeed I do.
Let's play that real quick.
Okay. Let me cut the music off because that was still playing.
Okay, that can't be.
No.
The way that's supposed to go.
Okay.
Do you think anybody else heard us?
I don't think so. Let's go.
Latin American halftime show. Right after a Latin American invasion. Little too on the nose. They were marching with flags from every country in South America, speaking a foreign language, humming right at the screen like a caravan. You want to do this for the World Cup? Have fun. Even for the Olympics. I get it. But not for the Super Bowl. No bueno. The NFL did it for moolah. Latin America is the fastest growing market, and thanks to Biden, we have a lot more Spanish eyeballs on the game. It was a financial calculation, but Americans don't want an international halftime show. We want them to pander to us. We're the ones who've watched every Sunday since we were little. What about us?
What about us?
128 million Americans wanted that.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
What about you?
Or at least, like, as you know, Sage Steele, if you guys don't know who.
Ugh.
Yeah. Ugh. I'll just leave it at that. Sage Steele was saying she, you know, a lot of people, this was before the Super Bowl. She was like, you know, I think that the numbers are going to be pretty high. There are a lot of people that hate watch, you know. Mm-hmm. You got to hate watch it so that you know what you're talking about. And so, obviously, that's how the numbers will be high, because there's just going to be a lot of hate watching it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. First of all, shout out to Dibs. Dibs just gave us breaking news.
Oh, snap.
So, number one, good morning, Dibs. Dibs said, how about some good news? ICE will end its immigration surge in Minnesota. So, I did a lot of humming and hawing while trying to look that up. And one Tom Homan, the incredibly corrupt border czar, announced today that the federal government is pulling thousands of immigration agents out of Minnesota, effectively ending Operation Metro Surge.
Yay. We're next here.
A drawdown is already underway and will continue into next week. Homan said the decision was due to increased coordination with state and local law enforcement and a decline in what he called agitator activity. I guess they sent their buds home or what? They send the agitator arm elsewhere. Oh, are they setting up shop over? They're already here. So yeah. Are they setting up shop somewhere? He noted that more than 200 protesters were arrested during the operation surge. So, you know, big numbers there for the big, actually small numbers.
oh, gosh.
There will be federal personnel that remain temporarily to wind down the mission and transition control back to the local field office.
Well, Morgan, there has to be a wind down team, okay? There has to be a wind down team.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
If it's not coordinated, then how do we know the winding is going to go down? It might go up. Need a team.
Sorry, I'm dressed.
Yeah.
Last week, the administration had already ordered 700 of the 3,000 immigration agents deployed in the Twin Cities. I mean, in all honesty, you have 3,000 people there in one place. Deployed in the Twin Cities to leave. Governor Tim Walz said he had been in regular contact with federal officials and expected the operation to end soon, questioning its political and operational sustainability. Homan stepped in to oversee the operation after former Border Patrol commander Greg Bovino, during whose tenure two people, Renee Good and Alex Pretty, but it's more than that because Keith Porter Jr., we're not going to stop leaving.
So we started the year off.
Keep leaving that man's name. and there's a list of nine other
that died in facilities.
That died in custody. Anyway, Homan stepped in to oversee after Bovino, you know, did his fun. And a recent poll found that most Minnesotans believe the agents involved in those shootings should be investigated and that federal immigration enforcement tactics in the state have gone too far. Shout out to Dibs one more time for giving us that breaking news that they are retreating.
Michelle said, in all caps, we do not take Tom Homan at his word in this house.
No, we don't.
No.
We definitely do not.
She said, people in Minneapolis are saying they're acting even more aggro in the city this morning. So they're like, I guess they're cracking skulls on the way out.
Doing a little pump fake.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you we're leaving, but we're going to, you know, get to the punishment.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Michelle, are you saying, do we even think that they're going to leave?
Right.
Obviously some, right? Yeah. But.
Well, they got to spread the forces out. She said, they will not stop until every empty warehouse in this country is filled with brown and black people.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got more work to do.
Got the truth right there.
Yeah. Got to get the going.
Bruh. Well. We tried to give good news, you know, and if I could just say, this is not a story, but if I could just say really quick, because it's something that's bothering the mess out of me, this DOJ is filing to dismiss the charges against Steve Bannon for his criminal contempt convictions from January 6th. And not on a technicality or anything, but with prejudice, meaning it's wiped off the books entirely. That's what they're looking to do.
Unbelievable.
And the reason I'm bringing this up in this moment is accountability, what we are expecting and what we deserve, will not come from this administration.
No.
We need to decide what accountability looks like for us with these people.
When you say we need to decide what accountability looks like the end result, what we desire with what the full consequences, what the end of the road is. Is that what you're saying? And accept nothing less than?
Definitely on some expect nothing less than, or accept, not I guess it shifts.
Okay.
And by that I mean, we're not going to be able to arrest Steve Bannon. So if someone's idea of this is how we punish a person, you know what I mean? And it's jail time. It's not going to happen for this person.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
I don't happen to think that jail time is going to reform or help or rehabilitate necessarily. Rehabilitate? Words are not my friend today. you know, like this is, I am non-carceral. I don't think that that puts us in a safe place.
Okay.
Necessarily. I do think that someone, you know, like Steve Bannon, who has been able to travel the globe meeting with potential authoritarian politicians in order to get these agendas going, stirred, ready, all together now.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what I'm saying is accountability for someone like that, for me, I don't think looks like handcuffs or
anything that we've seen.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't.
That's interesting. Thank you for that. Because especially bringing in the non-carceral part of the conversation. So it's like, we want accountability. We know we need something to stop this, stop the bleeding out.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Past, do we have the ability to pull those levers to make it happen?
Right.
What is the it that we're looking for? You know what I'm saying? Like, what I know for me, again, I'm just, you know, I understand abolition completely, but it's like, I want to do something that at least gives us a break in the harm in between now and us figuring out what to do with us, Steve Bannon. So initially for me, it's just like, okay, in cuffs, away from society. Boom. There's a couple more people. Let's get the Jim Jordans. There's a couple of people. We just need to stop the bleeding. We just need to get a tourniquet on. And then we can figure out what to do with them. But for the most part, let's just get their hands off of positions of power. Let's get them out of the control room.
Right.
Get them out of here. But ultimately, what do you do with a Steve Bannon? You know, he's harmful everywhere. Anyone he can talk to.
He's harmful everywhere while he is taken seriously, while he has billionaire dollars that put him on a jet, while he is, you know, able to speak well to an agenda that is well funded.
Yeah.
So for someone like Steve Bannon, stripping him of any of his credibility, right? Like, this is the kind of thing for me that's like, bring shame back in that regard. You need to not be looked at as a credible, respectable person.
Teflon.
Who has anything to add to a conversation outside of your, you know, prison ID or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Like, he's getting laughed out of rooms. Kind of like what we watch happen with Giuliani. It's like,
literally.
Come on, bro.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what was supposed to happen to Donald Trump when he came down that escalator. He was supposed to be laughed out of existence in that moment.
Yeah.
You're running for what?
No, Donnie.
Oh, my God. Be for real.
Right.
Like, our response was literal laughter because obviously this is a fantasy that goes away in a minute. We were wrong.
Boy, were we.
But, like, that's one of the things, one of their biggest kryptonite, you know, yeah, is being
shamed in any way.
It's more than that, because you have to, it has to be very specific. It can't be like, here's all the harm you did. They don't care about that.
No.
Like, it has to be that you will never be the big man that you think you are. You will never be the one who gets to call the shots. You will never be the one who has all the money. You will never be, you know what I mean? Like, you got to attack and, you know, you have to attack them and their character.
Yeah.
And I don't mean it in the way that they really care about their character, but their personality,
their
and
thinking.
Character
yeah.
and their thinking is literally like, I need to be the biggest man on campus, on every campus, whether that's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because running down, here's all the harm you did. It's literally their stats.
Yeah, thank you, it's for like, the resume. Yeah, I'm doing great.
You're doing good.
Cooked.
It's like, they're like, that's one of the best. I got to come on your show all the time. That's one of the best introductions I've ever gotten.
Literally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it that stuff is not going to be the thing that makes them hide their head in shame.
Right.
This is all very big, heavy incel energy. You have never had the things that you actually wanted. So you had to pay for it. You had to, or, you know, like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it's very, everybody hates me. I guess I'll go eat worms and also blow up, you know, yeah, the economy of Guatemala.
Yeah.
Because I'm mad that that lady doesn't like me.
Yeah.
Nah. I don't know if I'm right.
No, you are. It's about getting it inside their head.
It's a multi-pronged approach.
And operating within the mind frame that matters to them. And that goes back to what we've been saying over and over, in a way, that with the gotcha button, it's like, oh, we got them this time. Who do you think you got?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Somebody's got to do something with that information that you found.
Yeah. These things that you guys think matter, doesn't matter to their constituents. Oh, we caught them in another lie. The hypocrisy. Dude, they brush their teeth with hypocrisy. You're not... like, you bringing up right-wing hypocrisy, that only matters to people who care about facts, people that care about the truth, and that believe in science. That is not where they live.
Not in the believe in
science. Like, that's not where they live, bro. They, mathematics, science, engineering, none of that is real. It's all magic to them. It's not real. It's fantasy. And you want to keep coming back with, well, now we know we don't have them. And look at the scoreboard. We're down by 300.
Oh, man. We are getting just completely decimated right now.
And we're only in the second quarter.
Yikes.
Top of the second quarter. What makes you think we have them? What are you talking about? And it's not even like they have, the entire administration is the second string. The entire administration is the
second string. Well, I was going to say that one of the things, the smartest things that, you know, all the Steves, the Bannon, the Miller, the however many other constitutional lawyer scholars they've got in their bag. What they were able to do was blueprint who was going to be the ones that were able to get the agenda to get moved forward, right? Yeah. When you are a part of the swamp, if you will, when you are Shrek in the bog, you know, like, you might know some people's business a little bit more easily. You know, when you're in Congress with Matt Gaetz, he might have showed you some pictures of a 17-year-old girl he was having sex with.
Yeah.
You know? So you might have known about it before everybody else. And when you live in the swamp and you're in the swamp,
you get the inside track, man.
Then you're projecting, you're not the swamp, I'm actually the other thing and they're the swamp. You know the business, I guess, is all I'm getting at.
Yeah.
All the little gossip in the tea, you already know it. So they knew what it only took 25 grand to get Pam Bondi to not charge Epstein.
Yeah.
You know, they already knew who the person was who said, hey, you know, should we even really be looking at this, guys? It kind of looks like maybe these are exaggerations. I'm not sure. We are talking about things that do not actually matter when it comes down to the end. Like, we're trying to pick out the most sensational individual things and are missing that the entire point is pick a thing they did. None of the things they did, none of the things you already heard out of that man's mouth, none of the things you already knew that he physically did or was alleged to have done, none of those things were big enough. They weren't deal breakers because we've actually put into place people who are not there to serve a people. They are there to serve an agenda that actually will harm them later.
Yeah.
But like that, so the again, like, it's like police. The job is different.
Yeah.
we think you're here to protect and serve, but we did. Oh, that's just the buildings?
And the billionaires?
And the billionaires?
Dang, son.
Same thing for whatever, you know, the attorney general is supposed to be doing versus what an attorney general in the Trump administration is there for. It's an installation of a person who will do the bidding.
Yeah.
And I know that for the most of you, this is not new things that, you know, the new concepts. Go ahead, Amber, should look like you're trying to read them.
No, I just, I was going to do a text and jump into a music break. Come back with our last story. We got a text, amen to the inflated balls convo. You nailed it.
We'll run a music break real quick, and we'll come back with Nathan Vasquez, you know, being just a Velveeta for the feds. Just a...
everyone's
so
fave.
So smooth, so creamy. Nathan.
So smooth, so creamy.
Yeah.
You're terrible. Really good ad-libs. Welcome back to News with My Fiance with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush right here on X-Ray FM. Join the conversation. Shoot us a text message at 971-220-5979. Again, that is 971-220-5979. Hey, man, I know some of y'all are out there listening. And me running down those numbers is just me running down those numbers. But hey, shoot us a text. Say hi. Let us know you're listening. Let us know how you're enjoying the show. I'll give it out again. Open the text app on your phone.
Mm.
Hit the little plus so you can add this number in.
Do it.
971.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wait. 220-5979. Shoot us a text. Be like, hey, what's up, you guys?
You know how... I'm assuming that at some of your previous jobs, you had to take payment over the phone.
Oh, yeah.
You just read the numbers in the way that it was nice for the person who needs to write it down, but would have absolutely made my head fall off.
Mm.
You're like, oh, wait. No, you said three numbers. Just keep going.
Yeah.
It always happens when you're giving like a...
Yep.
You're...
Because you know what happens. You're like, you have a pen and paper? You ready to get this? And they're like, yeah. And when they're saying yeah, which tells you to start.
Yeah.
When really it's, they're looking.
I know what a pen is.
And I know what paper is.
And I know what paper is.
And I'm in pursuit of both.
But I don't know where either one is together. I'm going to go look for that real quick.
Right. So you start 971 and you pause. And then you wait for them to be like, okay. And then you actually start over.
Yeah.
971.
Yeah. Yeah. You did a great job.
Thank you. Word to my customer service.
Yes, that beat was dope. Is this Matt?
This I'm not sure.
That said 2 Chainz. Yeah, so that was 2 Chainz and Larry June.
Yes.
And the beat was Alchemist off of that project.
Life
all
is
three
beautiful.
Of them. Life is beautiful. And it is beautiful. And I like everybody here, if you're wondering. How did Morgan want to be, like, thanked? If you wanted, or how not thanked, the wrong word.
Mm-hmm.
Encouraged, you know? If I've done something well, because I do love the words of encouragement. I love an affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going, Morg.
Good job, Morg. Oh, I do want to circle back to your question of the day because Michelle did answer that. And yeah. I don't think we ever read it.
We did.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, but no one else ever answered it.
Oh, okay.
Which maybe just means that y'all missed it. Question of the day is, what is public safety to you? Which is a good question to ask in this moment before we roll into our local story.
But Michelle's response was, my most basic index of public safety is, are there jackbooted thugs kidnapping people off the street without consequence?
I was wrong. You didn't read that.
Yeah.
I read it in my head.
Yeah.
Apologies. I mean, one more time, Ambush, for the people that didn't hear that all the way.
My most basic index of public safety is, are there jackbooted thugs kidnapping people off the street without consequence? It's a legit great question.
Well, what she's not saying is, will she feel safe? You know?
Yeah.
But, you know, if they're there.
Oh.
What?
We got another text. Hey, fam, it's KC. I'm up with y'all this morning. I need it that slow. Repeat on the phone number because I'm one of those slow ones, Morgan.
Okay, to be fair, I wasn't trying. Where I was going,
right,
is I remember, you know, taking payment. And
yeah.
It's 16 numbers, and there is a rhythm to this if mm-hmm. you just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, it would always be what you just said. It would be like someone starts, and I'm like, I'm the one taking the number, right? So if they're like 9712, I'm like 9712.
Yep.
Because I don't want, if I hit you with the mm-hmm, I don't know if there's a delay. I don't know. You know, like.
So you say it back to confirm you got the number.
9712. Give me the next four.
Right.
Keep this going.
Right.
And I don't want a whole bunch of pauses.
Yeah.
Let's go.
No, it's a good technique.
The way that the numbers work for me is they better hurry up and herd and type or they're backwards. You know?
Yeah. No, that's that.
So I'm actually the slow one, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
I used to use that when I would pretend to take a number.
I don't even know what that means.
So like a creditor or someone's bugging you and it's like,
Oh yeah. I'll give you a call right back. What is it?
What's the number? Uh-huh. 888.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Got it. 52. Okay.
All right. So I'm going to run it back to you. And then sometimes I'll have it memorized for that quick moment because I've created a rhythm in my head. Click. I have no idea what that number is.
A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
E, F, G. Yeah.
L-M-N-O-P.
There you go.
Great. Thank you.
Nailed it. Well, I want to jump in.
Yeah.
Because got to keep our eyes on the prize here. And especially, I want to make sure that we say all the time that when we are talking hyper-local news in Portland, I mean, obviously, different on X-Ray. But
right.
This is true for... You know, everywhere. That's what these systems are. That's what they build, breed, all the things. If you'll remember, our district attorney, Nathan Vasquez, wanna, you know, shine the spotlight. Yesterday in Portland, a protester was found guilty for blocking vehicles outside the ICE facility. Two charges. Failure to obey a lawful order and creating a disturbance. I'm not about to try and debate whether blocking a driveway is legal or not, because that's certainly not the point. The point is how fast the system moves.
Right.
How certain it is, and who, once again, the full weight of the justice system will come down on. Because while prosecutors are being... While protesters are being charged, prosecuted, convicted with remarkable efficiency, federal agents operating in Portland, agents who have injured people, terrorized neighborhoods, and concealed their identities remain untouched. That is not accidental. It is policy. It is priority. And it belongs to Multnomah County District Attorney Nathan Vasquez. Under Vasquez, the DA's office has charged roughly 90% of protest arrests in 2025. 90%!
Bruh.
That is not some sort of... what did he say? He was law and order from the center.
Oh my God.
Fam, that is not neutrality. That is very clear choice. It's a sharp departure from his predecessor, Mike Schmidt, who used prosecutorial discretion to avoid criminalizing protests, especially when the crime was political resistance rather than actual harm. And I am not here before any emails or DMs or anything. I am not worshiping a prosecutor. I am not over here like, you know... One is the main one's heaven or angel and devil.
Right.
But this, I don't think that cages create safety, but I do believe that the lenses matter. Who, you know, of who's in charge.
Yeah, so, for sure.
Schmidt's lens treated protest as political expression. It is disruptive, it's uncomfortable, sometimes inconvenient, but not inherently criminal.
Right.
Vasquez's lens treats protest as a public order problem and that needs to be managed, deterred, and for certain punished. And nowhere is that clearer than in how he treats federal law enforcement.
Yep.
Over the last year in Portland, federal agents have fired tear gas into crowds that included children and elderly people, detained teenagers at gunpoint, shot at, and shot. Two people did, arrested U.S. citizens, operated out of unmarked vans, hidden their identities behind masks, and when asked whether his office will investigate or prosecute federal agents for excessive force, Vasquez always has some version of the same thing. He says his office isn't investigative. There's no money. There aren't enough resources to even do the kind of investigations that we need. The supremacy clause makes it too hard. Probable cause is unlikely. And that expectations need to be reasonable. What expectations need to be reasonable sounds like to me is nothing ever will happen in the way that you want it to. Stop looking for me to be the one that does that thing. Mm-hmm. But that explanation to me leaves out that the Multnomah County DA's office does have investigators. The Oregon Attorney General is investigating. And other cities aren't waiting around wringing their hands and saying they can't do anything. This week, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass signed an executive order barring ICE from using any city-owned or city-controlled property. Mm-hmm. They no staging, no processing, no bases of operation. You cannot set up your tent, your table, your nothing on city property.
Beautiful.
She ordered that evidence must be preserved. She's forcing contractors to disclose DHS relationships. She's preparing penalties for property owners who cooperate with ICE.
You hear that, Target?
Hello? And she said it plainly, this is not normal and it will never be normal. So we cannot do the normal things when this is what we're dealing with.
Beautiful.
That's not prosecution. She's not locking everybody up, but that is the resistance that she can do right now. In East Cleveland, Ohio, they passed a blunt, unapologetically titled legislation called GTFO, spelling out exactly what ICE can and cannot do in their city.
Beautiful.
Oregon lawmakers are also pushing bills to force officers, including federal agents, to show their faces and identify themselves. And though I don't think that that is any, that is a thank you for the thought and prayer, it is more than nothing. It's more than saying we can't do anything. Well, maybe it's not. I'll come back to that.
It's more than nothing.
Yeah, maybe not. Courts have already ruled that some of these limits actually can stand. So it's not like this is stuff that we're just throwing stuff to at the wall to see what sticks. You know what I'm saying? There's precedence here.
Mm-hmm.
So when Vasquez tells all of us that accountability is unrealistic, what he is really saying is he's not interested. Instead, he maintains a close cooperative relationship with the U.S. Attorney's Office. He praises Portland police arrests of protesters. And when crimes involve federal officers, he defers entirely to the same federal justice system that refuses and will not hold itself accountable. So I guess, you know, that's their problem for their day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it kind of slips a little, because if blocking a driveway is worth prosecution, and if protesters are worth a 90% charging rate, if that is what the DA believes threatens public safety, what does tear gas, masked agents, and anonymous violence, what's that called? That doesn't clear the bar?
Right.
The fear in Portland isn't coming from protesters. It comes from unaccountable power. Fear comes from armed agents who won't show their faces or share their names or tell you which agency they're from. Fear comes from watching the system move swiftly against people resisting state violence and freeze completely when the violence comes from the state itself. And Nathan Vasquez ran as a law and order prosecutor, which I, you know, we hate to do the I told you so, but we definitely told us so.
Several times.
He's delivering law and order, just not the kind that protects his community. And this isn't about, like, asking a prosecutor to save us by any stretch. It's about naming what's happening, who gets charged, who gets protected, and who the system exists to punish. The pattern is clear. Culture gets policed. Protesters get prosecuted. And then power protects itself.
Boom. Real quick, you're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. To answer your question from earlier, the question of the day, is that, this person texts, I research a lot of First Amendment auditing. There are hordes of cops out there that have never heard the Constitution. And will feelings police you to the end of time?
Oh my God, this is so real.
Know your right, do some research, and don't let them violate your right. Shout out to Kansas City Accountability on YouTube. And they said, that's public safety to me. And then we also got a text from Phil. What's up, Phil?
Good morning, Phil.
Keep going, Morgan.
Hey!
And Amber's great show. I would text you guys more, but I'm at work listening. Did you guys have any thoughts on J. Cole's new project?
Oh, wow. Segway King for Ambush. Phil, I wish you could have seen the Cheshire Cat smile grin that just came over Ambush.
Oh, Phil.
When he read, what'd you think of the
J. Cole's project?
J. Cole project.
Phil, take a listen to Monday Night Show. We have some thoughts we've communicated there, and then we're going to actually have a separate episode about things like that, including J. Cole's project.
Haven't listened to it yet, Phil, to give you a short answer for Morgan. Haven't heard it.
Listen, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. That was another award-winning.
Yeah. On our way to an EGOT.
Yes. Presentation of News of My Fiance. And you guys are part of that. You're part of that, you know?
Every single week.
Brought to you by Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush, podcast editor Kyle J. Residual Audio.
Bum, 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 bum.
The playlist is updated, and Kyle will make sure all the texts are in the description. But I thought you were going to say something.
I was. I'll let you finish the...
Okay. But you guys, you know what it is. You show and prove it every single week that you know what it is. Don't let the individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People over profits, power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. Thank you so much for listening. But before that, MJ.
Well, real quick, Casey said, are we talking J. Cole project? Soon.
Very soon, Casey. Very soon.
Second, I was just going to say that the First Amendment auditing is, I am deeply into this right now, and we can talk about that more another time, but I know that exact YouTube you're talking about.
Boom. Hit it with a sign off.
Bye.